Pastor wants to emphasize prayer. We need it as individuals. We all need it as a church, and our country needs it. So we got to get... should always been serious about prayer. We need to always be serious about prayer. And last time, remember that picture I put up? It had the Bible, the Holy Spirit, the dove, and prayer. Those three things is what we need in our Christian life. So Pastor wants us to focus on prayer tonight. And I want us to take a look. A friend of mine, when I was in the service, you know, I'm not ashamed of my faith, so I'd always be reading and praying. And a friend of mine saw me praying and stuff like that. And so he did a picture for me, and I asked him to put this title on the top of the picture. He's a really good artist. And I asked him to put this title, and it's from Psalm 62, and it says, "Power belongeth unto God." So this is the picture he did for me. And it's the full armor of God, Ephesians 6, right? You see the guy, full armor of God, kneeling there praying. And then I asked him to put that verse up there, Psalm 62, I think it's 11, I know it's Psalm 62, and it's the end of the verse. It says, "Power belongs unto God." Not only power belongs unto God, but what else belongs unto God? Glory. What else? Wisdom. Mercy. Grace. Forgiveness. Guidance. Direction. Comfort. So we as Christians, where do I find my strength? Not by power, not by might nor by power, but by my spirit, saith the Lord. Lord, I need you. Lord, you said, without you, I can do nothing. I need your strength to live the Christian life, to live the Christian life. I need your wisdom. If any man lack wisdom, let him ask of God that giveth to all men liberally and upbraideth not, right? I need your wisdom on how to live this Christian life. I need your wisdom on how to deal with certain situations. I need your wisdom on how to deal with the teenagers. I need your wisdom to how to minister to my wife, how to minister to my ladies, husbands. Okay, so anyways, you know, so I need you. And I appreciate Hans, he picked that song. We need him every hour, every second. And so we need to emphasize this. So power belongs unto God. I can't do without, Jesus said, without me, you can do everything. No, he can do nothing. Nothing. Okay, so I want us to take a quick devotional here. I'm going to give you some verses and just a little explanation on each verse. And then you go and make these verses personal to yourself. You go and do a topical study about prayer, and as you're studying about prayer, say, "God, give me something between you and me," and he'll give you a verse that specifically is going to be for you and him. Okay, but I want to give you some verses just to kickstart you into you spending time with the Lord and you enjoying his presence, and you develop a relationship with him, and you learning about him, and you learning from him so that we can walk with him and serve him. That's the whole purpose. Okay? So here's some verses I want to start with, and then we're going to have a time of prayer, and I remember when I was in Bible college, every Wednesday night we would have Bible study and prayer. Pastor Dion would take a half an hour of Bible study, and then we would have prayer. We would start 7 o'clock. Pastor Dion would start preaching about 7:15, 7:20, would go to about 7:50, and then we would pray. And pray. And pray. Sometimes the church prayer meeting didn't end until 9. And then, of course, the college boys. We would go down in the basement, and we would have extra time of prayer until about midnight. And we saw things. That's when they used to have two-week revival meetings. And we saw things happen. What was the only things that the disciples asked Jesus to teach them? That's the only thing they said, Lord, teach us how to pray. Luke chapter 11, verse 1. The disciples came to him and they said, Lord, teach us how to pray. They didn't say, teach us how to do miracles. They didn't say, teach us to preach with power. They saw him spending time alone with the Lord. And they said, he spends time with the Father. That's why he can do these things. He spends time with the Father. That's why he speaks with authority like no man spoke. And he speaks with authority. Why? Because he spent time with the Father. Remember the demonic? The disciples said, Lord, we can't even cast out this demon. And what did Jesus say? This kind cometh not but by prayer and fasting. So there's not only prayer, but there's times for fasting. And boy, do we need it. We should be praying and fasting for the protection of this church. Things are happening physically. I don't know if you saw the other party's commercial, how they sort of allude to disobeying the commander-in-chief. You don't have to obey a commander-in-chief if it's not a lawful order. You know, it's very subtle. Satan is subtle. They're planting seeds. And you see what's going on our country. Did you hear what happened to Whitefish, two Sundays ago? Church up in Whitefish? Yeah, a guy came in there with a backpack and he started praying, Lord, these people need to die. They need to be killed. And one of the men ushered them out of the building and called the sheriff. That was here in Whitefish, Montana. Yee-haw, good old Montana. So we got to get serious, man, prayer. So I want us to take a look. So Luke chapter 11, verse 1. Lord, teach us to pray. Teach us how to pray. And it's not just teach us to pray. It's teach us and keep teaching us. Because when you start to learn to pray, it gets more better and better and closer and sweeter and sweeter. Because then he'll start revealing to you what he wants you to pray for. And he'll give you a heart of prayer, a broken heart. So let's take a look here. It's okay. I got my secret password. Okay. All right. So we saw that there. And let's take a look here. No, you're supposed to stay there. Where'd you go? Oh boy, that's not good. Okay, Psalm 34. Psalm 34. Now, before we begin to pray, well, we're going to go to Psalm 34, but I want us to look, I just want to quote Psalm 100. Psalm 100, verse, I think it's 4 or 5. I will enter his gates and enter his courts with. So before we begin to pray, we come to God and we thank him and praise him. We enter into his presence with thanks and praise. Thanks and praise for his son, Jesus Christ, our Savior. Thanks and praise for Jesus, for the Holy Spirit that teaches us and guides us and directs us. We thank him for his word that he has given us. We thank him for protecting us. We thank him for providing for us. We thank him for what he's done for us. We enter his gates with thanksgiving and enter his courts with praise. That word praise means to uplift. We exalt him. You see, we brag about him and boast about him. So let's look at Psalm 34. Notice what it says here, Psalm 34, verse 1. I will bless the Lord, his praise. I will bless him at all times, and his praise shall continually be in my mouth. All times, continually. My soul shall make her boast in the Lord. The humble shall hear thereof and be glad. Oh, magnify the Lord with me. Let us Let us exalt his name together. Let us exalt and brag and boast and praise and uplift him. Verse 6, this poor man cried. And the Lord heard him and saved him out of all his troubles. Verse 17, the righteous cry, and the Lord heareth and delivereth them out of all their troubles. We brag and we boast and we magnify him and we thank him and praise him. We butter him up. No, not really. He deserves it. We're not buttering him up. He deserves it. We give him that. He says, Michael, Gabriel, look at them guys. They mean it from their heart. They love me because they understand my love for them. You see? And then he hears our prayers. We brag and boast about it. But not only that, we have to, if there's anything that's separating me, you know, the Holy Spirit's, as you're thanking him and praising him, he might drop a little conviction on you. Yeah, well, what about, okay, Lord, yep. Mm-hmm. Yep. But thank you that I am forgiven of that sin. And thank you for reminding me I did it again. And I'm so sorry I did it again. But I thank you for your salvation. I thank you for the conviction you brought. When Paula and I read in the morning, she sits in her recliner and I sit in my recliner and we'll be reading. And sometimes I go off into la-la land. And she goes, you're contemplating, huh? Yeah. Contemplating in prayer. That's a good time to pray as you're reading. As you're reading, it's a good time to pray. He'll take something out of there and whoops upside your head. You know? Say, yeah, well, you know. Or else he'll give you something. Yeah. Think about that one for a while. You know, think about that. You know? And so it's just a... Yeah, that's a different thing. All right, so let's go on here. So enter his gates with thanksgiving, enter his courts with praise. I will bless him at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. And then, you know, have that time of reflection and as he brings something, get it taken care of. You're already forgiven, but admit it that you did it again and thank him that you are forgiven and ask him to help you not to do it again. Oh, how do I do this? I need a second grader. I need second graders up here. So let's see. All right. So we did that one. And like I said, I just want to give you some verses, some things to think about. Okay, Psalm 50. Turn to Psalm 50, please. Look what it says in 15. Psalm 50, 15. Call upon me in the day of trouble, and I will deliver thee. And then what? Then what? There it is again. He's going to give you another reason to brag about him, to boast about him, and to glorify him. I remember I needed a car one time. I was praying for a car, and the Lord gave me a car. Gave me a car. Gave me a Jeep. My little girl was praying. We were praying for a van. We were praying for a van because we had some kids. But my little girl wanted a blue station wagon. I said, okay, Sarah, you pray for the blue station wagon, and we'll pray for the blue van. Did we get the blue van? Did the little girl get the blue station wagon? Mm-hmm. We invited some friends over one time for an afternoon lunch after morning service. And they said, yeah, we'll be over in a couple minutes. About 45 minutes later, they come driving up in their truck. And there's one of those big trampolines. You know, those big trampolines in the box, brand spanking new. And my little boy sees it, and he sees the picture on a trampoline, and he's running out there, and he's jumping up and down. Guess what he was praying for? Brands, one of the big ones with the big heavy-duty spring. I mean, so would we do that afternoon? Set up the trampoline. You know, now that's for little kids. He encourages us. He gives us, you know, these are little things to encourage us, you know. So, but notice what he says. He says, and you'll call upon me in a day. You are going to have trouble. The Bible says man is born unto trouble as the sparks fly upward. We're going to have trouble. And you handle it yourself, right? You pull up your bootstraps and yeah. No. No, you don't. God, I'm tired. I can't do this anymore. I don't understand. Why? I'm not questioning you, God, but why? I don't understand. And then what's he say? Call upon me in a day of trouble, and I will deliver thee. And then I get up and say, yeah, it was a long battle, but he won another one. He won another one. So call upon me in a day of trouble, and I will deliver thee, thou shalt glorify me. These are just giving you some Bible verses to think about, and then do some study and go over these and say, God, make that real to me. What does the Bible say? A broken and a contrite heart, O God, thou wilt not despise. You come to God with a broken and a contrite heart. And there's times where you can't even pray. Have you been there where you just cry? And what does the Holy Spirit do? He comforts you. He takes those tears and puts them into words for God. And then he makes those tears a sweet smelling savor. God, I don't know, man. I remember the first and only time I had a PTSD situation. I could never understand it, why people have PTSD. But I went through one for a week. Oh, I couldn't. That was when I was down in Great Falls. I couldn't leave my house, the house I was at. I couldn't leave the house. It was just but the Lord delivered you from it and taught me a lot. Now I can understand why some guys have it. Okay. Let's take a look at another one here. Let's see. Turn to Psalm 55. Psalm 55. Psalm 55, verse 1. Give ear to my prayer, O God, and hide not thyself from my supplication. Attend unto me and hear me. I mourn in my complaint and make a noise. Verse 4. My heart is sore pained within me, and the terrors of death are fallen upon me. Fearfulness and trembling are come upon me, and horror hath overwhelmed me. When I was going through that situation, David's prayers became real to me. Verse 16. As for me, I will call upon God, and the Lord shall save me. Not for salvation, but save me out of my troubles. He will deliver me out of my troubles. Right. Evening, morning, and at noon will I pray and cry aloud, and he shall hear my voice. Evening and morning and noon will I pray and cry aloud, and he'll hear my voice. Three times a day. That's what Daniel did. Daniel prayed three times a day. I mean, if the Muslims could pray five times a day, surely I could pray three times a day. Special times where you get alone. Special times where you get alone. The Bible says pray without ceasing, right? I remember I was driving my FedEx truck, and I heard the sirens going off, the ambulance sirens. And I was driving my FedEx truck, and I heard those ambulance sirens going off, and they were heading up towards the ranch up in that area. And I said, Lord, we always taught the kids to pray when they hear that. Pray that the people are okay, and if they're not saved, they'll get saved. Lord, please, please, I haven't been doing that myself. I'm sorry. I'm praying for those people. The minute I got done praying, I get a call from dispatch. Get back to the station right now. You need to get back to the station now. I said, why? What's wrong? Your 15-year-old boy had his foot cut off. He stepped in a ground auger. I get there. By the time I get to the station, he's on the Mercy Flat to Seattle. His foot was like this, just hanging on by the skin and some tendons, just dangling there. They got it, sewed it back together, reattached it, and they didn't know if it was going to take and reattach. It did. It did. Sure, he has a little problem too much. You know, he can't run. He could run, but he can't run. You know, he can't do any major jumping, but it's there. Evening, morning, and at noon will I pray and cry aloud. Pray without ceasing. In everything, give thanks. Thank you. You know what I said? Thank you, Lord, for reminding me to pray when I hear that siren. Get a call on the cell phone from the station. Prayers. We can't live without prayer. Prayer is my dependence upon Him. Remember that picture I drew about prayer, that the word prayer? You saw the two letters. One was looked like, you know, a mouth with a tonsil. You know? And then it had the two shepherd staffs. There's only two people involved in prayer. You and the great shepherd. Remember, at the end of that word, that Hebrew word pray, it's only two letters, but the last two letters are the same. He's not just a shepherd. He's the great shepherd. And he giveth his life for his sheep. It's only two people involved, you and him. It's a relationship. Verse 22. Cast thy burden upon the Lord, and he shall sustain thee. He shall never suffer the righteous to be moved. What's the New Testament verse? Anybody know the New Testament verse for that? Anybody got an idea? Cast thy burden upon the Lord, he shall sustain thee. 1 Peter 5:7. Casting all your care upon him, for he careth for you. So, a couple Bible verses for you to consider, do a study, not only power, but wisdom, comfort, protection, provision, guidance, mercy, correction. It all belongs to God. What do you need today? What do you need today? Do you need comfort? I will never leave thee nor forsake thee. You need mercy because of something you thought about or said or did? God, I need you. Thanks, Hans, for that song. Perfect way to start. And so, that's just a little thing. I mean, we could go, I've read books and books about prayer. I can't remember. Yeah. I'm trying to remember one old-time preacher. Before he would start his day, he was up 4 o'clock in the morning. This is the old days, in the 1700s, 1800s. 4 o'clock in the morning, he'd spend 2 to 3 hours in prayer before he opened his Bible and studied. We need that. We need that. It's important we pray for Pastor and his family. It's important. I have a pastor friend. His grandson. I'll say Tom. That's not his name. I'll say Tom. His grandson, Tom, 31 years old, got caught child molesting. A preacher's grandson? Yeah. Look what Solomon did, the wisest man, offering his kids up. We got to be praying for Pastor and his family. We got to be praying one for another. It's serious. You see, Satan's running wild out there. He's running wild. We need to be firm. We need to stand. And Brother John talked about that idea of standing. Paul used a military term. That's a military term. Stand. And having done all, stand. It's when the smoke settles and the fire and the flames settle, you're still standing. You're nicked. You're cut. You're scarred. You're bleeding. You're sweaty. You're tired. But guess what? You're standing. Standing. And the only way we can do that is in his strength. The only way I get his strength is on my knees. And this is where the battle starts. There's people out there. I've been watching these videos about people on the street. And I look at them. They're living in hell now. Physically, emotionally. But they're going to live in hell forever. So we're going to take time for prayer. Pray for lost and dying souls. Pray for our pastor and his family. Pray for one another here. I don't know what you're going through, but I could think of Jason. Well, Jason's always going through something. Okay, Lord. Whatever. I think of Jason. I say, Lord, Jason and his family, please protect them. Protect him and his boys and his girl. Joe and Lacey, Lord, please stop those kids from growing. They're making me feel small. You pray for one for another. I don't know what you're going through. But I just say, God, I don't know what they're going through. But whenever they need, help them. You see. Pray one for another. Not just physical needs. Yes, physical needs. But we are spiritual beings above everything else. We should be praying for each other's spiritual relationship and then our physical needs. So I want to encourage you to pray. So let's take some prayer requests. So let's, again, pray for lost and dying people, souls. If you know anybody, please pray for them. Pray for them and then get up and go tell them. So lost people, if you have lost friends, lost people that you know of, and you could mention them later if you want to mention some names here for the lost, and then pray for Pastor and his family, not only Pastor and his family, but each and every one of us here. Pray for our country. Pray for our country. Okay? So, pray for our little sis Addie. I guess she's, pray for her. Pray for that work in Africa. Doing good. But it's getting rough over there too. Okay. Pray one for another. And if you have specific needs, you want to mention it. Okay, so keep our priorities. First of all, my relationship with God. Please, God, not being selfish, not being mean, but I need you first. I need you. Keep me right so my prayers could be a sweet smelling savor to you, and they would be a delight, and maybe you could use me. So look, always pray for yourself first. God, I need you. And then, okay. So anybody got some request here? So. Okay. Chadley's work and okay. And be a good testimony. I know testimony for the Lord there. Praise the Lord. Enter his gates with thanksgiving, enter his courts with praise. Anybody else? Hey, let's thank the Lord that Pastor got his bull. You know, so and they have a safe travel. And, you know, we're going to hear the stories. Yeah, you know, it was 10 miles up the hill, and then, you know, 10 miles up the hill to get back. Yeah, and it was like that big. But anyways, no, pray, thank the Lord that he got it. Did Paul get one too, you said? And I think Paul, did Paul? Oh, you, okay. Okay. He's too busy hunting. And then pray for their safe travel and a good time with the, you know, with the brethren down here, pastor's family and their friends. And anybody else? Come on. I have a prayer request. I'm going to use the young man's name, but it's his, not his name, but you could call him Jeremiah. The Lord knows who he is. Pray for Jeremiah that he gets right with the Lord and sees his need. And maybe ask the Lord to slap him upside the head to scare him out of hell. I believe he's saved. But to scare him out of the pig pen. The Lord knows who Jeremiah is. That's really not his name. But the Lord knows who he is. And just that the Lord would get hold of him, scare him back to himself. Or draw, either way, Lord, draw him with loving kindness or scare him, whatever it takes. But please bring him back to you. Anybody else? Yes.
I would appreciate it if we prayed for those things that God is giving on their
behalf. Oh, yeah. Thank you for bringing that up. I don't want to cut you short. But I mentioned about praying about that rehab center, the rehabilitation. I called the lady. She was very appreciative that we want to get involved, but they're using the local the sheriff chaplains and all that. But she said, please keep in touch. So I'm going to keep calling her maybe once every 2 weeks just to, you know. But she was really interested. She says, you're the only church that called. And she says, but just keep calling back. But right now they're using their chaplains. But thanks for bringing that up, Ron. Yeah. But keep praying for that. Yes.
I know that he has a church for the Lord, and I know that believing visitors would she would really appreciate talking about God.
Is she still here? Is she out in Washington now?
I don't know.
Okay.
Since
you weren't allowed to go. All right. All right, pray that the Lord would send somebody else along.
Yeah.
So pray about the Teresa that Ron's been dealing with, and that keep praying that Ron would be able to talk to her again, but pray that the Lord will send somebody else in here too. And if he gets kicked out, pray the Lord send somebody else there. Lord, you love that girl. Save that girl. Jesus died for her. Anybody else? Thanks, Ron. Anybody else? Yes? Okay. Okay, let's pray for that immigration paperwork. Isn't it crazy? You do the things the right way and they make it harder. You know, you do the things the right way, they make it harder for you. But it's the way it is. Okay. All right. Okay. Anybody else here? Yes. What's her name? Adley. Adley's sick. Yeah, there's a lot of stuff going around. Pray for Adley that she gets better and they can go back to school. Okay. All right, so I'm going to do it a little bit different. It's quarter till. That was 25 minutes. He wanted 15. Keep it on the under. So, but anyways, we'll pray. And we'll pray. And so we'll have the ladies, all ladies, get together and pray over here. And all the men, we could break up over here. Is that okay? The ladies break up into groups over there, and the men will break up over here.